your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Well, 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 at long last, there's been quite a reaction about Woolies' decision on Australia Day. I'll just hark back to when it was reported first up. I think it was Thursday, wasn't it? Yeah, here it is from the Courier. An iconic Australian supermarket brand, Woolworths, has been condemned for ditching its ties to Australia Day after announcing it would no longer sell any merchandise related to the public holiday. Their decision affects over 1,000 supermarkets, 177 Big W's, etc., came amid a broader discussion about the 26th of January, a broader discussion and what it means to different parts of the community. It goes on and on with this baloney. Breast-beating baloney. This is what it is. I won't go through all the comments, etc. I thought Warren Mundine was good. The action prompted a fierce response from him and across the business and political spheres. The Indigenous advocate Warren Mundine said he didn't buy the commercial reasoning behind the decision to axe Australia Day merchandise. He said, quote, "This is disgraceful. It's a continuation of what the corporation did in the Voice referendum campaign. They're completely out of touch with the Australian public." He said, "It's about time these corporates actually pull their head in, do their job. You're a retail store for Australia. If Woolworths isn't proud of this country, they can pack up and bugger off." He didn't miss them. There have been various other comments like that, this as well. This was the Australian. Peter Dutton sparked a battle with business by calling on Australians to boycott one of the nation's two big supermarket chains over its decision to stop stocking shelves with Australia Day merchandise, declaring the move by Woolies was against the national interest. I won't go on with the Aldi's involved in this business too. I've just put a call through to a gentleman who I understand is likely to have a strong view on this particular development. And he is the chair of Rural Regional Affairs Transport References Committee, Deputy Chair, Rural Regional Affairs, etc. And he's with the National Senator, Matt Canavan. Good morning.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm good, Matt. Did you see this coming, or did this take you by surprise as well? Because a whole lot of people almost felt ambushed by this.
Well, look, it did take me a little bit by surprise. Obviously, some of these companies like Woolworths have gone quite woke in recent years. But, you know, like this sort of full frontal attack on Australia Day, it did surprise me a little bit because, you know, it doesn't take much for a supermarket to much of a holiday for supermarkets to put out goods. You know, hot cross buns appeared on Christmas Eve. I first saw them, and obviously they get onto the Christmas stuff. They get onto Mother's Day. You don't know anything and everything basically to sell merchandise, sell things to you. It's just another opportunity for doing them. I think I agree with your comments or the comments you aired just before. There's got nothing to do with commercial reasons. I mean, you know, I still see tofu on Woolies shelves. I hardly think that's flying out of the supermarket, but they keep stocking it, and that's fine. I've got no problem with tofu eaters. If you want to eat that, go for your life. And good thing the supermarkets supply all our different needs. But some of us, a big number of us, do like to celebrate Australia Day. And it just means that people like myself, I'll just go elsewhere. I haven't been to Woolies since the decision. Don't know when I'll go back, but, you know, it's probably better for me to spend my money at IGA and local butchers and bakers. Let's do that.
I think this is a really important point. A whole lot of people would aghast at this, thinking, oh, my God, the majority are going to support this wackery. Not at all. Fewer than one in five Australians, it says in the Courier today, want to change the date of Australia Day, while 9 in 10 citizens say they are proud to be Australian, according to the new polling. Institute Public Affairs Survey examined attitudes to the National Day. Nearly two-thirds of us agree Australia Day should remain January 26th. But those aged 18 to 24 are more ambivalent, thanks to the, quote, relentless indoctrination of the schools system, according to the IPA. That's terrifying, isn't it? You've got schools across Australia are actually encouraging this sort of doubt about the history of this country.
Yeah, look, it is a big concern, and I just wish some state governments would do more about this indoctrination. You know, when I was at school, you learned to sing the national anthem. You learned that you're proud of your country's heritage, and you weren't taught all aspects of our country's heritage, warts and all, so to speak. But there's a lot more than just the warts, and we've got a lot to be proud of in this nation. Look, I do think even with those young people, I think as they grow older, people tend to themselves work it out for themselves, notwithstanding our school system. It's really unfortunate we have that. But, you know, anybody who just travels a little bit around the world, you soon realise how lucky we have got it here. It's great to travel, great to see different places, but We're just so fortunate to live in this great country. And we should take one day out of 365 in the year, one day just to say thanks, have a bit of gratitude for how lucky we are.
Well, I've got you there, Matt, too. Can I just get an update on your belief on where we're going with these power prices across the nation? And, of course, with Minister Bowen, he seemed to be absolutely relentless in this pursuit, getting rid of everything that we rely on to keep our electricity supplies reliable. Where will we be by the end of the year, Matt, if he continues with this headlong goal, especially when it comes to nuclear power? He's not having a bar of it.
Well, look, if we do avoid widespread blackouts, it'll only be thanks to the grace of God and the weather conditions. That's effectively what we have ransomed off our energy security now, is off to how hot it's going to be, how windy, how sunny it will be on certain days of the year, and cold in winter as well. I'm saying that because that's just what the regulators say. The International Energy Regulator says it is likely that we're to see major blackouts the next few years across eastern Australia. We just do not have enough secure power. Now, when we don't have enough secure power, don't have enough reliable power, that pushes power prices up over time. And that's what we've been saying. That's what all of you have been saying. And the Albanese government should be condemned for making the promise that they'd cut your power bills by $275. Anthony Albanese promised that about 100 times, just under 100 times before the election. Won't say it since. And tries to think you're all big enough of a mug to just forget about it. Well, we'll find out about that the next year or so when there's an election, whether people are mugs and whether they will actually hold the government to account for their broken promise.
Just before you go, this just landed on my desk. Senator Jacinta Price has called for consumers to boycott Woolworths after they opted not to sell Australia Day themed merchandise this year. Senator Price said a message was needed to be sent after the retail giant decided against releasing products to help Australians celebrate the day. She said, quote, "I think we should be boycotting those who are prepared not to be proud of this country," she told Heidi Murphy on 3AW Drive. There you go again. Look, there seems to be, and the timing was a little bit late, I thought, but the reality is it's here now. There seems to be a surge across the country against this silly move by Woolworths and Aldi.
Absolutely, and just keep in mind, only a few of us need to engage this boycott to make a difference. Even if just 5% of Australians took their business elsewhere, that'll be a huge hit to Woolworths, and they'll notice it. As I said, I haven't been in Woolies since the decision, but I was in Coles yesterday. It was really busy. So, look, vote with your feet, guys. Coles is putting out Australia Day merchandise. Good luck to them. And I'll certainly, as I say, be going there and IGA and local butchers and bakers rather than Woolies. Let's all do it.
Very well said. Good on you, Matt. Thank you. That's Senator Matt Canavan of the Nationals.